It always sounds a little odd with this gospel. Are we not to follow the commandment of the fourth commandment to honor our parents? Are parents not to have a great love and respect for their children? The answer to that is, of course, both, yes. Yes, we should honor and respect and love our parents, and parents should honor and respect and love their children. But the issue that Jesus is calling us to is about him. Do you love them more than me? We're told elsewhere in the Gospels, when Jesus is asked what is the greatest commandment, he tells us that we are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. Our very self, our entire self, is to be given over to God, and then our neighbor as ourselves. And again, we're told elsewhere in the scriptures that God is love. St. John tells us this in his readings. Not only does he do loving things, but by his very nature, by his very essence, he is love. He is love itself. We can do loving things, but our essence is not love itself. For us to experience or to enter into that total gift of self to God's love then leads us to love others. So if I tap into the source of true love, then I can return that love to that source of love, and from that I can give that out to others. So Jesus is saying, you need to first come to me, first know me, first love me. And then from knowing that expression of the fullness of love in itself, then it can overflow to parents and children and to neighbors and whomever. Because if we understand who God is, if we understand his love for us, wouldn't we want to share that with those around us? If we know God's love, I want to share that with others. I can recognize the ability to be able to love others because God loves them. Every person is created in image and likeness of God, so it would be natural from loving God to loving others because God created all of us. And to be able to share that love is an outreach of the love that I've experienced from God himself. Would I want something fake? Like, would I want a fake diamond rather than a real diamond? Would I want real gold or just something painted like gold? Would I like $100 or would I like Monopoly money? I would want the authentic thing so that I can use that and gain from that. Same way with God's love, is to come to know that authentic love that God has for me, and in my return to him, I can share that with others. I grow into being the person God always intended me to be, God intended each one of us to be, is when we come to God first, things fall into place, things make sense. When we don't come to God, there's chaos. Which makes me ask the question for all of us. Is our country, has our church, has the world forgotten to go to God first? Is God first in the hearts and the lives of people? Have we placed others or things or our own desires above God? This might be the cross. If we can't pick up the cross, that maybe I have to realize that, yeah, I have not loved God above all things, that I have not loved God with all my heart, mind, and soul, that because I have not tapped into that source of love, I don't treat other people with respect and dignity and value and worth from beginning of conception to the natural end, no matter what color, what nationality, what race, what religion. If I don't come to God first, I'm never going to be able to recognize his presence in those around me. If I put other people or other things in front of him or put my own desires, my own wants, things are going to get messed up. It's not going to make sense. In our first reading today, the couple want to do a lot for the prophet, not just a bare minimum, but because they have come to know God in their own lives, they want to share that with the prophet. And because they were so kind and gracious to the prophet, God rewards them for that. And Jesus says to us too, is that when we reach out to those around us, because we have known God's love and shared that love with others, then we will receive a reward as well. We don't do things just to be rewarded, but because of our good nature, because of who we are in God, in his love, in his Christ's love, God rewards us and builds us up to be the people he always intended us to be. God is always presenting us with the very best. And we need to recognize that in our own lives and the life around us, to be able to accept that and to cherish that and to incorporate ourselves into that so that we can bring that to others. Vivian, today you get to receive our Lord in the First Holy Communion. And in this gesture, in this act of the Eucharist, Jesus is showing how much he loves you. Your mother and father provide for you every day of your life. I'm sure you have food every day, you have clothing, you have a house, you have education. They all do this because they love you and they want the very best for you so that you can grow up to be the Catholic woman who is God's calling you to be and they want you to be. And Jesus gives himself to us in the Eucharist every day of our lives if we choose to receive him, especially here on Sunday when we recall his resurrection, that he wants to share his life completely with you and invites you to share completely with your life with him. And that is accomplished in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus gives himself to you, holds nothing back from you, but gives himself to you completely out of love, as he does to every one of us who comes up to receive him, every one of us who have died in the waters of baptism. For all of us as Catholic Christian believers, God holds nothing back from us, but wants to give us himself completely because he loves us and wants us to know his love. And so today you join your parents and your family and your parish family to share in this Eucharist. And there Christ will nourish you so that you can be the person he calls you to be. And having known that love so completely in your life through Christ and the Eucharist, you may bring that to all those around you. It's not the way you probably wanted it, Vivian. I'm sure you wanted this day with your classmates and everything, and everything's been kind of crazy this year. But in the midst of all the craziness, God is here. Christ is here. He does not abandon his people. He's with you. He's with each one of us. And as we carry these crosses in our life today, he helps us to grow to be the people he wants us to be. And he'll reward you for that faithfulness and love that you give back to him as you come to receive him today. And every Sunday you receive him in the Holy Eucharist. On behalf of all your priests, the priest here, Father King, myself, the deacons, the parish community, we congratulate you and welcome you to the Lord's table this day.